Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
What exactly is crippling debt? Because she says she loves this man, she'd like to marry this man, but he's got crippling debt. Knowing what we do, like that first, the major stressor in that first year of marriage is finances, right?
Typically.
So would you go into a marriage knowing that this dude's coming into it with $100,000 debt?
Hi, Burt. I really need your help and the guidance of Kristen, Mo, Cassie, and Abby. I am set to get married in May 2025. Venue is booked.
Woohoo!
However, I recently found out my partner has an insurmountable amount of debt. I recently paid off his $2,000 credit card debt to help him out. But now I have found out that he's got over $90,000 debt in student loans. Mm. I do feel like student loan debt is different than credit card debt.
It is different.
I do too. It is different.
His credit score is in the low 500s, and I worry that I will be supporting him for the rest of my life. We've been together for 7 years, and I feel like this is my best friend. I haven't talked to my family about this because we've also tried to handle all issues in-house. You know how it can be when you tell a family member about your significant other, and their perspective on that person can change forever. He's a great guy, besides the debt. He supports me in other ways, cooks, cleans, has supported me throughout my career, transitions in life, and while I climb the career ladder. But I'm worried that I'm making a mistake going through with this wedding. I've even told him that in order for me to feel secure moving forward, I will be looking into getting a prenup. It's not a great feeling to be thinking about prenups prior to a wedding, but I feel it is necessary. Please help. Any advice would be better than no advice. Sincerely, between a rock and a hard place.
Ooh. All right. So if you got married and one of the people in your marriage had crippling, quote unquote, debt before getting married, looking back at it, did it matter at all? Did it break you guys? 1-855-BIRCHO. Would you do it?
So for me, I actually had this conversation with a relative who's a lawyer, and I had no idea that when you married someone, you took on their debt, which it sounds obvious saying it out, but like if you got a divorce, like you're now responsible for that debt too. So I think a prenup is super smart. Here's the thing. For me, I'm a hopeless romantic. If this is the person that, if I can't picture my life with anybody else except for that person, for me, none of this would matter. We'll get you on a payment plan. We'll figure it out. We'll handle the student loan debt. Because like you said, I think student loan debt's a little bit different because it's not like you had a year where you went haywire on the spending. You took out loans, so you were able to further your education. So let's make a plan to take it on. But let's make a plan to take it on so that we're not drowning in this debt for years. So if this is the person for me, I would do it. But I'd get a prenup for sure.
I think she should actually consider not getting married. And I say that because, I mean, maybe I feel this way because being a guy, I don't feel like men typically care about what your financial situation looks like when they choose to marry you. But after listening to yesterday, when the woman was saying that marriage is supposed to be about love and that's it, end of discussion, well, she obviously thinks that she's thinking about it. Like, she's considering if she should get married. And I think if she truly loved this man, it wouldn't even matter. And the fact that it matters to her now, she may come to resent him later in life because of the fact that she does have to deal with this debt. So maybe you should actually consider not getting married if you don't want to marry him anyway, just simply off the love.
Yeah, I think this is one of your first big trials and tribulations of marriage and one of the hardships you're going to have to face. And unfortunately, I think Abby's right. Student loan debt is different. You can make years of on-time payments, even over a decade, and still owe more on the loan than you originally took out because of the crazy interest rates. So if I look at that, it's not a mismanagement of money on his part. It's literally a broken system that is punishing him. I would be on board and I'd be like, we'll take this on together, but I would absolutely get that prenup.
Yeah, I'm the same. I was with a man that had significant debt. I found out about it later in the relationship. It's because of the market crash. It made total sense. He also had, you know, got his bachelor's, got his master's, so had significant student loan debt. And it was honestly a non-factor because I trusted him. It's one thing for a person to have debt. It's another thing for a person to have debt who is not fiscally responsible.
Exactly.
So if you have somebody in the relationship that is like, you can have debt, like a student loan debt, for instance, and still be fiscally responsible. So as long as you're making those payments, the low 500 credit score, I'd like to know how we got there.
Is it just the student loan? Because would this just the student loan put it in low 500s?
No. As long as you're making your payments on time, like when you have she paid off his $2,000 credit card, we would have to go in with an understanding that we would have a prenup. This is your debt. This remains your debt. If we get divorced, you're going to take care of it. Because I mean, I know somebody else that got married and she was a shopaholic and she racked up like so much money on the credit card. He paid it off and then she friggin' did it again. And he was on the hook for all of it.
Yeah, maybe because I'm older now and I'm when I was in my 20s, marriage, love seemed a lot more romantic. And now I look at it, there is a business aspect to it. And if you're the one coming in with all the leverage when it comes to cash and you have questions, prenup is the way to go. It's not romantic, but it's practical, and because you've earned it this up to this point, absolutely get a sign. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.